Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. Yesterday, we started looking at an article that is posted online by Fuller Seminary. It's an article that was edited by two students titled Misconceptions About Mormon Theology. Yesterday, we looked at point number one. There's actually 3 points, but I'd like to continue looking at point number one, where these young men say, or at least they've edited this, they've said Latter-day Saints believe that they will one day become gods. Now remember, folks, this is supposed to be a misconception. Those of you out there who are ex-Mormons, does that sound like a misconception to you? Or were you taught that you could, if you're a Mormon male, and you kept the commandments, and you repented all your sins, and you achieved exaltation, that you could become a god? How many Latter-day Saints out there were never taught that the Lorenzo Snow couplet was inferring not that you can actually become gods? Is that what you were really taught in the Mormon Church? I don't think so. I think you were taught that you could, in fact, become deity. In fact, unfortunately, when you have guys like Dr. Richard Mao, who is the outgoing president of Fuller Seminary, saying things like the Lorenzo Snow couplet is no longer a functioning doctrine in the Mormon Church, you have to ask yourself, where in the world is he getting his information? Because that is not at all true. It's not at all true. We were looking at this first paragraph, and as I pointed out yesterday, these young men actually take Gordon Hinckley out of context by making it sound like when he says in 1997, I don't know that we teach it, I don't know a lot about it, and I don't know that others know a lot about it, that somehow Gordon Hinckley was responding to the question raised in point number one, do Latter-day Saints believe they will one day become gods? The answer that they quote from Gordon Hinckley was not the answer to that question. The question that was posed to him and recorded in Time magazine back in August 4th, 1997, page 56, was on whether or not the Mormon Church still holds that God the Father was once a man. Now, I certainly don't believe that Gordon B. Hinckley was being really upfront on that question either, but the fact remains, what they cite in this Fuller article is not the correct answer to the question that is raised. So, what about this whole issue? Well, we find that Gordon B. Hinckley was 1997, did a number of interviews. He did one with Don Latton. Don Latton asked him the question, there are some significant differences in your beliefs. For instance, don't Mormons believe that God was once a man? And Hinckley responds, I wouldn't say that. There was a little couplet coined, as man is God once was, as God is man may become. Now, that's more of a couplet than anything else, which I have to ask, what in the world does that mean?
Right.
But he goes on to say, that gets into some pretty deep theology that we don't know very much about. And he says, Latton says, so you're saying the church is still struggling to understand this? And Hinckley responds, well, as God is, man may become, we believe in eternal progression very strongly. We believe that the glory of God is intelligence, and whatever principle of intelligence we attain unto in this life, it will rise with us in the resurrection. Knowledge learning is an eternal thing, and for that reason we stress education. We're trying to do all we can to make of our people the ablest, best, brightest people that we can. Now, he really doesn't answer the question, I would think, adequately. He kind of spins it. But catch what he says at the beginning. Well, as God is, man may become. We believe in eternal progression very strongly. Mm. So he's not outright denying the notion that mortal men can one day aspire to become gods like God is God. He's not denying that at all. Not only that, but in the same year, in 1997, there was a public television program that was titled Road to Salvation, and it featured the LDS Church. Now, in this interview, Richard Ossling, a very well-respected religion editor, he interviews Gordon Hinckley, and he said this: President Gordon Hinckley says the concept of God having been a man is not stressed any longer, but he does believe that human beings can become gods in the afterlife. Where in the world does Fuller come up with the conclusion, by quoting Hinckley no less, that somehow Mormons don't really believe that any longer? Certainly Gordon Hinckley believed that. And so for them to say that that's a misconception, to classify it as a misconception, is very misleading. And I want to emphasize again what I said yesterday. 3 years prior to the quotation given by these two Fuller Seminary students, Gordon Hinckley gave a talk called Don't Drop the Ball in October 1994. You can find it in the November 1994 Ensign, page 46. Is where it starts, I believe, is where the speech starts. It's also found on the Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 179, where he said, on the other hand, the whole design of the gospel is to lead us onward and upward to greater achievement, even eventually to godhood. And then he quotes later on, it is the grand and incomparable concept, as God now is, man may become.
Well, I have to ask the question, what do church manuals during this time say? Here we have Gordon Hinckley believing that. Church manuals very clearly teach the same thing. For instance, a 1989 manual called Book of Mormon Student Manual Religion 121 and 122 says, can you see the reasonable basis for belief that you can become a god like he is by progressing here and thereafter? And another one, Achieving a Celestial Marriage, a 1976 manual, said, consider this fact. Your marriage is a laboratory for godhood. I have one other. It's a little long. I hope you'll let me do this. This is from Church History in the Fullness of Times from 2003, mm-hmm. pages 451 and 452. I need to read this because it's all based on what we've been talking about here. But this is a manual from less than a decade ago. One of Lorenzo Snow's great contributions was his elucidation of the doctrine that men might one day become like God. As president of the church, he gave a discourse entitled The Grand Destiny of Man. He related how as a young man he had been inspired by one of Prophet Joseph Smith's sermons about the manifestations of God in Jesus Christ to him. 2.5 years later, after a patriarchal blessing meeting, Joseph Smith Sr. had promised Lorenzo that he could become as great as God himself. 2.5 years after that, while Lorenzo listened to an explanation of the scriptures, the Lord inspired him to compose this couplet, as man now is, God once was, as God now is, man may be. President Snow stated, nothing was ever revealed more distinctly than that was to me. Shortly before Joseph Smith's death, Lorenzo heard him teach the same doctrine. Thereafter, Elder Snow made the doctrine one of the subjects of his own discourses. 2003 manual.
He gets it by revelation.
Absolutely.
He gets it by revelation, folks. Not only that, this has been taught pretty recently. I'm looking at a quotation by Bishop Keith B. McMullen. This was in a conference message. It's recorded in the Ensign, May 2004.
And he was
page
the second,
34.
And he was the second counselor in the presiding bishopric.
Listen to what Bishop Keith B. McMullen. Now, you might say, well, he was just a bishop. Yeah, but he's speaking in general conference. And Mormons are told that when something is said in general conference, this is something that's been vetted by the leadership. They don't say things just flippantly in general conference. This is what McMullen said. As the literal offspring of God and being born of a mortal mother, the premortal Christ became the only begotten of the Father in the flesh. Though the fullness of his majesty, messiahship, and godhood came not at first. Okay, first of all, there's a heresy right there, because as Christians, we always believe Jesus was God. He goes on to say, he continued from grace to grace until he received a fullness. And so can we. And so can we. Jeffrey Holland. Jeffrey Holland currently serves as an apostle in the Mormon Church. In the Church News, July 4th, 2009, this is found on page 15, we are charged with the responsibility of getting people out of their ruts and routines out of their problems and their pain, out of their little arguments and ignorance and sins, and take them to the gods, plural, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Ultimately, we are to take them toward their own godhood. Their own godhood. This is Jeffrey Holland. He's still alive. He's still alive and serving as an apostle in the Mormon Church.
Let me ask a rhetorical question to you. Is this a perception in need of nuance?
I think it's pretty clear when you look at what these leaders have said. They're not hiding the fact here.
No.
It's a shame that Fuller is perpetuating this myth that somehow Mormons don't really believe this anymore, or it's not a teaching of the Mormon Church. And as they say that some contemporary Latter-day Saints might not agree with that, that doesn't matter. They don't make doctrine for the Church.
If somebody from Fuller is listening to us, I think we'd be willing to send them a free CD of your book, In Their Own Words, where you have, I think, about 8 pages on godhood over and over again. And we'd send that out to them.
I'd love to. I want to very quickly read this. If you think that this is no longer a teaching in the Mormon Church, this is a 2011 manual, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, George Albert Smith. This is where we believe that we are here because we kept our first estate and earned the privilege of coming to this earth. He goes on to say, we also believe that we are sowing the seeds today of a harvest that we will reap when we go from here. Eternal life is to us the sum of preexistence, present existence, and the continuation of life and immortality. He says, holding out to us the power of endless progression and increase, with that feeling and that assurance, we believe, as man is, God once was, as God is, man may become. Being created in the image of God, we believe that it is not improper, that it is not unrighteous for us to hope that we may be permitted to partake of the attributes of deity, and if we are faithful, to become like unto God.
Very clear.
This is a current manual that is being used in the Mormon Church today. Fuller needs to do their homework.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Imagine your LDS friend asking you, doesn't the fact that Jesus Christ is in our church's name prove that we are Christians? What would you say? Answering Mormons' Questions, a Kriegel Publications book written by Mormonism Research Ministries' Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, tackles 36 of the most common questions Latter-day Saints raise. Each chapter in the book provides practical explanations about how you can respond to your Mormon friend with gentleness and respect. On Saturday, November 10th, from 1 to 5 p.m., the authors will be signing copies of the book at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, located just across from the Spring Mobile Ballpark, 1358 South and West Temple. Refreshments will be provided as we celebrate this new resource that will help you in your evangelism tactics. Again, that's Saturday, November 10th, from 1 to 5 p.m., at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore. We hope to see you there.